Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday struck down a law that banned sports gambling and basically put it back to the states to make their own decision on whether or not they would allow gambling on sports in their respective states. And one of the leaders on this topic in this great state has been Democrat Robert Kosowski, member of the Michigan State House of Representatives from the great city of Westland. And he joins us now on the Troy Laser Hotline to talk about it. Mr. Kosowski, how are you, sir?
What's going on, gentlemen?
We are doing well. This seems like an issue that we can actually find partisan agreement on, isn't it?
There's no question about it. It's a great day in Michigan. It's about time we ended the monopoly in Vegas and let our residents bet on sports.
What's the ultimate goal here? I mean, like for a gambler's perspective, I want to bet on a game. How is this going to affect me?
Sure. So the big thing about my legislation is that any brick and mortar casino will now be allowed to offer sports betting. And I say this to everybody. I live a half hour from Detroit, and I can go and drive to Detroit and go across the tunnel or bridge and gamble legally in Canada, and we're losing all that revenue. And it's one of the reasons I worked on this bill.
Now, you introduced legislation back in 2015 allowing casinos to operate sports books. And obviously, I don't know if that legislation was waiting for the decision yesterday and now can go forward, or if you were hoping to push it through regardless. But in terms of pushback from, I don't know, other members of the House or constituents, what is the pushback? What's the downside that people are scared of?
You know, gentlemen, I really haven't heard much pushback. I mean, some conservatives might say gambling's illegally. But you know what I say to that is, well, we have a lottery, you can have scratch-off tickets. You have bingos, you have poker charities. So if we're going to not have any gambling, then we should look at everything. Go ahead.
What's the amount of revenue you anticipate the state will be able to get out of this?
So back in 2015, we had William Hill come in from Vegas to testify. And they took a very small sample of Nevada without Las Vegas part of it. And they were expecting around $400 million to $800 million. Very conservatively. So I think it could be up to $1 billion. I mean, there's reports out there now that $150 billion could be taken in if even 32 states, which they think is going to happen, brought in sports gambling. So there's a lot of money. You know, we can fix our roads. We can better our schools. There's just so many things we can do with this money.
We're talking to Robert Kosowski, Democrat from Westland of the Michigan State House of Representatives, who is backing a bill that would legalize sports gambling here in the state of Michigan. There is, I think, for some, a misconception out there that based on the Supreme Court ruling yesterday, I can walk into the Motor City Casino today and place a bet on the NBA game. What is the time frame? What are you looking at here, do you think, before we are going to have it here in Michigan?
So the Reg Reform Chairman, Brant Iden out of Kalamazoo, I've been speaking to him lately, and he is going to put it up for a vote hopefully by next week. So this could be, you know, pretty quick while the iron's hot. We want to be an industry leader in this. We don't have to wait for other states to look at it now that the Supreme Court ruled on it. I think we can, you know, start up and look at really bringing something that our residents want. I mean, it's well known that people want to be able to sports gamble, and they're doing it now. They're just doing it illegally.
Can we get it ready for before football season? Or is that too premature?
I hope so. I would like it to be ready in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, the other thing, we have to talk to the casinos more. We have to have work groups. You know, they're going to have to do a feasibility study on their property and see if their square footage is good enough for a sports book, if they want to take out some slot machines. That's totally up to them. But the biggest thing that I think about this bill is not only does it offer people to gamble on sports, which they love to do, but it's going to be a destination point. Detroit is going to be a hotbed where people are going to be traveling from all over the place. They do it now going to Vegas. So I think our restaurants, our hotels would really thrive from this.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that, too, with respect to the casinos that are already built and up and running in the city of Detroit. You know, Stoney, my friend here, goes out to Vegas every year for the NCAA tournament. A lot of people like to go there for the Super Bowl, for major sporting events. I could see this becoming somewhat of a Midwest destination for people who can't make it all the way out to Las Vegas.
There's no doubt, you know, especially at Windsor, they're on strike right now. A lot of people go over there for sports gambling. Now you don't have to cross over because we'll have it here, hopefully.
Now, you mentioned the schools and the roads, and those are obviously pretty much two magic words for Michigan residents. Do you know already how the money could or will be earmarked, or is that still to be negotiated as well?
No, we still need to work on it. That's just in my bill. This thing could really change. But I thought, you know, with our roads, we went and increased registration by 20%. We put the fuel tax up. And you know what? Some of these residents of Michigan only drive a couple thousand miles a year, and they're paying big money. I'm just looking at a way outside the box to come up with a box of money, I guess, and, you know, not go back out to the people, always taxing them. And I think it's a really good idea just to allow people that want to do it anyway, because they can go on their phone right now, guys. They can do it offshore, and nobody is watching them. The good thing about this, Bill, is if you're gambling at a casino, there are programs out there for awareness, which some of the money would go towards that, too, to help a gambler that may need help. You don't have that help going with an illegal bookie or going on your phone. They don't care. They want your money.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because you talk about the brick and mortar, but if gambling is legal, sports gambling is legal here, I'm sure the casinos and maybe other companies will set up their own online stuff. So what would give me the reason to go to a brick and mortar to go downtown when I can just make the same bet on my phone from my couch?
Stone, that's legally. A great point. Yeah, you know, it's a great point, but I say why not be able to do both?
Yeah.
Why not be able to go grab, you know, a couple friends and go downtown, you know, have dinner and go watch a game? Or if you're at home, put it through an online source that's in the States, in Michigan, not offshore.
Do you anticipate any lobbying against this from, I don't know, let's say the Lions or the National Football League? Because the NFL's against this, where the NBA's for it.
Yeah, I think the NBA has it right. You know, their crowd sizes are going down. They want to have in-game betting. I mean, how cool would that be to be sitting at a Pistons game watching Blake play and say, well, I'm going to bet that they're going to cover the second quarter, you know, or something like that. It brings excitement. You know, if you got 10 bucks on a game, you're going to be excited about it. And once again, you can go and play thousands of dollars on a 3- and 4-digit every day. Nobody says a word. I want to put 20 bucks on the line.
Does the fact that Marian Ilitch, the owner of the Motor City Casino, and Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Greektown Casino, two of the three casinos in Detroit, will that only influence their specific teams, or will there be some sort of a butterfly effect with their involvement with the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NHL?
Right, that's an excellent point. I believe in integrity, and I believe Ilitch and Gilbert have the utmost integrity. You know, a lot of people, the only thing I have heard about this bill, some people would say, you know, collusion on rigging games. You know, it's only happened a couple times, Boston College stuff. You know, I think people with integrity, these sports athletes, they're not going to be throwing games. They want to win. They want that ring. And that's something I don't even worry about.
And the whole thing, we're joined by State Representative Robert Kozlowski.
Kozlowski.
I did say it right.
It,
I know.
You
I
had it right.
Yeah, I usually don't. So I even surprised myself, Robert, talking about the fact that we will be hopefully allowed to bet legally on sports events, both professionally and collegiate. Is there any brushback you think from the NCAA in this?
I don't think so. You know, I played college football a long time ago, and I would never fix a game. I wanted to win. Now, the administrators may want some of this money, and I understand it, and that's something we can look at. It's all a work in progress right now. We're going to have testimony. We're going to have work groups, and we'll see where everybody's at pretty quick.
The other thing I wanted to ask, obviously some of the other casinos around the state are owned or run by Native Americans. Do they have to be involved in this as well?
Well, I hope they do. You know, I have met with a few of them. I think there's like 23 of them in our great state. And I just think that they would like this too. I mean, some of them have hotels right next to them. They have restaurants in there. I just think, like you said earlier, the NCAA, who doesn't love that tournament? We already, most of the people go to Vegas now. Now they don't have to get on a plane. They can just drive to Tribal Casino. They can drive downtown. I just think it's going to be a great thing for Michigan.
State Representative Robert Kozowski from Westland, thanks so much for the time. And if there's anything you need to update the people on, please keep in touch, because obviously this is something Stoney and I are very interested in.
You can call me anytime. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, right, Robert, total runs, Tigers, Indians, 9.5. Who do you like?
I like the under for sure.
Oh, okay.
All right, there it is.
All right.
All right, thanks. Robert Kozowski joining us here. What do you think? 248-539-9797. I'm in favor of it, but I understand there's a couple of wrinkles along the way. We will take your calls on this coming up. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.